Welcome to Freedom on Purpose with Minister Betty Jones. The heart of this program is to equip the body of Christ to walk in freedom through the power of deliverance. And now, here is Minister Betty Jones.
You know, one of the most wonderful things about Freedom on Purpose is that it's God's heart. It's His will. Deliverance is the children's bread. You know, God's path to deliverance is what I'm going to talk about today. The first path to deliverance is repent. That's where you start. Well, how do I start getting free? Repent. Number two, commit yourself to God. God, you own me. You bought me. I am your child. So it begins with commit yourself to God. Consecrate yourself to God. You know, Mary of Bethany, in Scripture, it mentions her three different times. And the position of Mary is always at the feet of Jesus, listening to Him speak, hearing His words. And that is consecration to God. Listening to what Jesus has to say. The Holy Ghost will show you what you're dealing with. He is our teacher. He is our guide. He is our comforter. He is our paraclete. Confess the sins of your forefathers. That's number three. Number four, terminate any inherited spirits. I had to terminate the spirit of divination in my life because there was much witchcraft on both sides of my family. So I had to put aside, divorce, rebuke, renounce, and release all those spirits of control. All those hexes, vexes, psychic phenomenon, and any psychic prayers that were ever prayed over me, any incantations that were spoken over me, I had to deal with it. I had to terminate it. You say, well, how do I terminate it? I went over that in a previous section. One of the ways, Deuteronomy 18, 10 through 12, there shall not be found among you anyone that makes his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. So you rebuke, renounce, and release all spirits of divination, all familiar spirits. What a witch will always want to do, a spirit of witchcraft will always want to deposit a familiar spirit in your home. So you must make sure that there's nothing in your home. Go through your household and say, God, is there any music, movie, media that is in my house that displeases you? Witchcraft can come through movies. It come through vampires. It can come through watching horror movies. It can come through watching the dark paranormal. There's a lot of gates that open up. I've mentioned some in a previous session, but you have an ear gate. What you hear is a gate. Eye gate, what you see is a gate. Mouth gate, lip gate, tongue gate, what you say is a gate. Your touch gate, what you touch, what you participate in, what you allow to touch you. So you have an ear gate, an eye gate, a mouth gate, and a touch gate. And so if anything is in your home that would displease the Lord, you need to take it, throw it in a dumpster, rebuke any spirits off of it. Someone can come stay in your home and say they carry a spirit of depression, deep depression, suicide. And when they leave and you've not cleansed your house, you leave and that spirit of heaviness stays behind. So you want to make sure that you cleanse your house often. I'm not teaching on that today, but from time to time, I will teach on it. Make sure there's no unforgiveness. We've gone over that. Number 6, stand up to the devil. Take authority over the devil. So we need to understand that God gave us authority to be an overcomer. We are actually the devil's master. When we use the name of Jesus and we put him in his place, he knows his place. But if we don't know it, and we don't know how to enforce the covenant, and we don't know how to take authority over Satan, we will not know the path to freedom. We need to reaffirm the authority that we have taken over Satan. 1 John 3:8 says, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." John 16:33, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace." Wherever there's no peace, there probably will be a demonic activity. "In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." We are overcomers. Luke 10:19, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Number 8, determine the strong man. I think it is very, very wise to know the name of the strong man. There is a strong man. There is a highest ranking spirit giving all the other spirits orders. This can be done through the gifts of the Spirit. It can be done through discerning of spirits. It can be done by simply asking the person seeking deliverance, "What's bothering you? What do you struggle with every day?" I just got a phone call this morning from somebody who had really been struggling with a spirit of fear, panic, anxiety, worry. All of those demons run together. They run like a pack of dogs. And I said, "Well, it's very obvious what your strong man is, because it's what you battle every day. You've prayed about it. You fasted about it, and it doesn't go away." That's when you know that you're probably looking at a strong man that needs to be bound and demons that need to be cast out. She scheduled a private session and is coming in a short time. How are these demonic entities trying to influence you? It may be a chronic obsession like lust, like pornography. Something that you really don't want to watch anymore, but this thing wakes you up in the middle of the night and it drives you to do what you don't want to do. That is a sure sign you need deliverance. You can command a spirit to identify itself, but a lot of time their function identifies them. Like a spirit of death, that person will either be homicidal or suicidal, because they have a spirit of death. Suicide is a spirit. I've never dealt with a person suicidal that it didn't have a demon of suicide. A spirit of murder. Homicide. These are spirits that try to ruin your life. A spirit of rebellion. And it's very good when you're taking someone through deliverance is have that person renounce that spirit themselves. Because they're the gatekeeper. You're not their gatekeeper. They are their own gatekeeper. They allow in, they bind, they loose, they open doors and shut doors. So deliverance is about canceling permission, closing the gate, and commanding the demons to go. It's actually that simple. You want to agree with the person when they say, "I rebuke and renounce and release a spirit of fear. In the name of Jesus, you loose me now." I always have the person start taking deep breaths, release those demons out of your mouth. Demons come out kind of like bad breath does. They come out your mouth. Pneuma, the Greek word for spirit or breath, it can be evil or holy. So when you have a demon you're releasing out of you, just take deep breaths. I will normally have that person cough so they won't choke. Sometimes there's the phlegm that gets in the throat, and I will have them expel that demon through coughing. Of course, there's five things that make that demon go. The name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the power of the Holy Ghost, the living word of God, because you're the righteousness of God in Christ. We are sons of God. And those demons are defeated, and you're taking authority over them. Deliverance is basically that simple. You remind the demon that its legal rights have been stripped away. We reaffirm the authority we have over the demonic entities, any principalities, any powers, any rulers of darkness. You bind the strong man of the house from interfering with the deliverance. You put demons on notice. You will do exactly what I tell you to do. You will go exactly where I tell you to go. In Acts 16:16 through 18, Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit. Who did Paul speak to? The Spirit. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. So you speak to the Spirit. Command the spirit to go, and that demon has to go if you are speaking in faith. We always cast the spirits out in the name of Jesus. You can apply the blood of Jesus. There's nothing wrong with that. But praying in the Holy Ghost does not cast a demon out. It'll agitate them, and it'll cause them to manifest, but it will not cause them to leave. I have found in 50 years of deliverance, you must command those spirits to go in the name of Jesus, and they will go. The commands must be given. If that person does not want that spirit, and you agree with that person, that spirit is not welcome, and you give the command for that spirit, it will go. Freedom is the children's bread. Under no circumstances do you ever argue with a demon or allow it to plead its case. Demons like to talk. I don't ever speak to a demon. The only time I speak to a demon is in confrontation, commanding it to go, or I need to know its name. I don't carry on a conversation with demons. They're all liars anyway. After you get rid of that one demon, move on to the next demon. There are normally more than one demon. Demons normally, if there's a spirit of fear, a lot of time there's a spirit of suicide, a spirit of depression. Normally people that have anger also have lust and depression. Those three demons kind of kiss each other in the spirit. They run together. Some of this you pick up by doing deliverance for 50 years, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. And in my personal experience, I have found down through the years, deliverance is a lot more simpler, and it is not near as complex as I thought it was years ago. And so I appreciate the revelation the Holy Ghost has given me concerning deliverance. I pretty much do deliverance might near every day. We do private sessions, and I do have a website, BettyJonesMinistries.com. There's different ways you can get a hold of me. I'm on staff at Freedom Fellowship in San Angelo, Texas. And I love what I do. I'm called to do this. And I do a whole lot of other things other than deliverance. But I think deliverance is so important in this hour, because there's such mental insanity coming upon people. So y'all have a great day, and I hope this has been helpful. And you can use some of the tools I've given you today in your tool belt. Goodbye.
Thank you for joining us for Freedom on Purpose with Minister Betty Jones. Tune in again next time for more on the power of deliverance. To find out more about this ministry, visit dirministry.com. That's dirministry.com.